Hello, welcome to A Plus English. Today we're talking about a really great movie.
Really? So what kind of movie is that?
It's a cartoon, a movie that's made with computer pictures.
And what's it about?
Well, it's about some animals that live in the zoo. But then they go out of the zoo and go back to the wild.
The Wild? Isn't that the name of the movie?
Yes, it is.
So the animals hated living in a zoo and wanted to leave?
No, that's not really it. Well, you'll find out what the story is when you watch today's lesson.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Let's take a look at that.
The Wild. Reading A.
The animals in New York's zoo live a very different life. When it gets dark, it's party time. But one day, the lion's son, Ryan, is taken away. His brave dad asks a group of animals to help save him. They leave the zoo and find out that New York City is a wild place.
So, Clinton, at the start of the movie, it seems that the animals are having a lot of fun.
Right. The animals that live in New York Zoo have a special life. At night, when it gets dark and all the people leave, it's party time. So that just means that they have a big party. People sometimes say, "It's party time!" when they want to start having fun.
好，这里有两个重点哦。第一个就是 get dark。Dark 呢是形容词哦，指的是黑暗的。所以有时候我们说天色黑了，天色暗了，我们就讲 it's getting dark。So it's getting dark. Let's go home now. 那另外一个呢就是it's party time. 那 party 我们大家都知道是派对嘛，所以当我们有人讲 it's party time 的时候呢，就表示派对时间到了，那就是我们玩乐的时间，我们享受的时间到了。 So it's party time. Let's have fun.
So who are the characters in this movie? The first one is Ryan, and he is a young lion that lives in a zoo. Now there's also Ryan's father, who is like the king of the zoo. And Ryan and his father have some other friends, like a snake and a giraffe. A giraffe is that very tall animal with a long neck.
那这部电影里面有哪些 character 呢？这 character 呢，就是指人物的意思哦。那我们的主人翁呢，主角呢，就是一只年轻的狮子。A young lion called Ryan, 这是他的名字哦。那他的爸爸呢就是 king of the zoo, 爸爸就是狮子，是动物园的王哦。那还有其他的动物呢，像 snake, 蛇，还有呢另外一个就是 giraffe, 长颈鹿。So Clinton, what happens to Ryan?
Well, Ryan is taken away by people who work at the zoo. And Ryan's father sees Ryan going into the car and then going away. He gets very worried.
所以这个 Ryan 呢，他被呢在动物园工作的人给带走了。所以 Ryan 的爸爸呢看到了，他非常的担心哦。He gets very worried.
Right. And so Ryan's father wants to save Ryan. That just means he wants to go and get Ryan and help him and bring him back home.
But wait a minute. What's the difference between save and save?
Save is a verb. It means to help somebody. And safe is an adjective. It means you are not in danger.
好，所以大家要注意一下哦。Safe 跟 save 这两个字的区别。Safe是形容词，它指的是安全的。那我们在看棒球比赛的时候呢，比如说有人盗垒了，盗垒成功，这时候呢，裁判就会说 safe， 那表示他安全上垒。所以如果我们说，哎，你很安全，不用担心啊 ，You are safe now， so don't worry about it。那 save 是动词，是拯救的意思。比如说呢 ，Spider-Man wants to save the world， 蜘蛛人呢，他想要拯救这个世界。
So here's another example. A man fell into the water, but the people on the boat saved him.
所以有个男的呢，他落水了 ，fell into the water， 但幸好呢，在船上的人救了他。People on the boat saved him.
So Ryan's dad and the other group of animals go looking for Ryan, but when they leave the zoo.They find out something about New York City.
所以这个 Ryan 呢，他的爸爸还有他的朋友们呢，就决定去拯救他哦。可是呢，在他们离开动物园之后呢 ，they found out about something. 他们呢，突然发现了什么东西。这里的 find out 指的就是 learn something， 就是他们学到了什么东西。So what do they learn?
They learned that New York City is a wild place.Now, wild can have two meanings. The first one is a place where there are no people, maybe just animals and forests. And the other one is crazy, no rules, maybe dangerous or exciting.
没错 ，wild 有两个意思哦。那第一个意思指的就是野外，就是很少人 ，the wild。那另外一个意思呢，就指的是疯狂的，带一点危险，一点点刺激。所以呢，对这些动物们而言呢，他们到大城市的时候，他们觉得这是一个 wild city， 是很疯狂的城市。Okay, so maybe it's time to take a break.
The Wild. Reading B.
On the streets, there are barking dogs and fast taxis. Danger is everywhere. But Ryan isn't there. He was sent to Africa. So the group follows him across the sea. They ride on flying geese and a big boat to get there.Will they bring Ryan home safe and sound? Don't miss the movie, The Wild.
So, Clinton, what is wild about New York City?
Well, in New York City, there are barking dogs in the streets. Now, when dogs bark, they go woof, woof, or arf, arf. So...Barking dogs are noisy and sometimes scary.
这里有一个动词呢，叫做 bark. Bark 呢就是吠叫的意思哦。那后面我们通常接一个介系词，就是 at. Bark at someone. For example, the dog barked at me and I was scared. 那 barking 呢就变成它的形容词，叫做吠叫的。所以呢，我们有句成语叫做吠叫的狗不咬人 ，a barking dog never bites. And there are other dangerous things on the street, right?
Right. There are fast taxis. Taxis are those yellow cars that anyone can get in, and the driver will take you where you want to go, and you need to pay him some money. But taxis drive very quickly, so it can be dangerous.
Yes, and that's why the next sentence says, danger is everywhere.
Right, and that just means danger is something that can hurt you.So we could also say New York City is dangerous.
好 ，danger 呢，这里是当名词，它指的是危险的意思。So danger is everywhere， 就是危险无所不在，到处都有危险。So we have to be careful. 而 dangerous 呢，则是形容词，它指的是危险的。So New York City is a dangerous city to the zoo animals.
But Ryan's father and his friends find out that Ryan isn't even in the city.He's been sent away to Africa. So they decide to follow him across the sea. Now, across just means on the other side. So they need to go from one side of the ocean in America to the other side of the ocean in Africa.
Across 呢，这里它是一个介系词，就是有点在另外一边的意思，或是我们口语会讲说横越。所以比如说呢，他走过这个马路。He walked across the street. Okay, so Clinton, can you give us another example?
Sure. Julia sat across from her brother at the table. So that just means that Julia was sitting in front of her brother, but on the other side of the table.
所以刚 Clayton 呢，他造了一个句子哦 ，Julia sat across from her brother at the table， 所以他坐在他哥哥的对面哦，所以就是 on the other side of the table。But Clayton, the sea is very big. How do they get across it?
They ride on birds called geese. Geese is the plural of goose. They also take a boat.
So near the end of the reading, there is a question. Will they bring Ryan home safe and sound?
Safe and sound just means safe and not hurt. So if someone is safe and sound, they're okay and you don't need to worry about them. So it's asking if Ryan's dad and the rest of the group can save Ryan and bring him back to New York.
Safe and sound 呢，它是一个片语哦，它指就是安全无恙，安全的，平安的。所以我们常常说，the boy came home safe and sound， 这小男孩平安的回到家了。Can you give us another example?
Sure. Little Billy was lost, but the police officer brought him home safe and sound.
So home is usually the place where we can be safe and sound, right?
Right. So we want to know if the characters in the movie can bring Ryan home safe and sound. I don't know. Africa is a really big place, and I don't know how Ryan can live there by himself.
It's also a dangerous place for Ryan, and there are other wild animals too. And maybe Ryan won't know where to go.
Right, he might not know how to find food or water. So I think it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, well, I hope Ryan will be okay.
I hope so too. We'll have to watch the movie to find out. Okay, everybody, that's it for our lesson today. Word Power is next. Don't go away.
Word Power.
Okay, the first Word Power word today is save. Save.
Save 它是一个动词，拯救的意思哦。
The boy saved the dog from the fire.
Oh, that boy must be really brave. 那个小男孩呢，一定是非常的勇敢哦。他从火场里面把狗呢救了出来。
Next one, wild.Wild.
Wild, 它是一个形容词，野生的。
There are many wild animals in this forest.
在这个森林里头呢，有很多野生动物 ,wild animals.
Danger. Danger.
Danger, 它是一个名词，危险的意思哦。
Red sometimes means danger.
红色有时候是代表危险 ,but sometimes red can also mean good luck, right?
Right.And the last one, across, across.
Across, 它是介系词哦，穿越、横越的意思。
You should be careful when you walk across the street.
没错，没错。When you walk across the street, 当你过马路的时候呢，一定要记得要小心。Be careful.
All right. Thanks for watching Word Power. There's more to come. Don't go away.
In mind.
You look so happy today.
Well, I did something good today.
You did something good? Let me guess, you didn't come in late today.
No, I helped an old lady cross the street. And after we went across the street, she thanked me with a big smile.
Oh, you are so sweet. 好，但是注意听哦，刚才 Clayton 他其实念了两个非常像的单词。第一个
，cross，
cross， 它是动词哦，跨越的意思。第二个
across.
Across 它是介系词哦，它也是跨越的意思哦。所以比方说我们要走过马路，我可以说 cross the street。同样的，我也可以说 go across the street。
You know, I think I will start helping more people. It makes me happy when they are happy.
Really? Then maybe you can help me move this weekend. I'll be so happy.
The wild.
The animals in New York's zoo live a very different life. When it gets dark,It's party time! But one day, the lion's son, Ryan, is taken away. His brave dad asks a group of animals to help save him. They leave the zoo and find out that New York City is a wild place. On the streets, there are barking dogs and fast taxis.Danger is everywhere. But Ryan isn't there. He was sent to Africa. So the group follows him across the sea. They ride on flying geese and a big boat to get there. Will they bring Ryan home safe and sound? Don't miss the movie, The Wild.Review time!
For review time today, we have fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks. 今天我们来做填充题。
Emily likes blank animals very much.
Emily likes wild animals very much. 她很喜欢野生动物哦。
Right. One day, she saw a baby bear in blank.
One day she saw a baby bear in danger. 她看到有一只很小的幼熊呢深陷危险哦。
She blank it and took it to the zoo.
她把它带到动物园里面然后幼熊又遇到危险。She saved it. 她一定是救了它一命哦。
Now she visits it every day.
现在呢，既然熊熊已经到了动物园里头，他每年都可以去探望他喽。
Yeah, Emily sounds like a really nice girl who loves animals.
Fun with phrases.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
It's dangerous to jump through that circle. It's on fire.
Don't worry. You'll be safe and sound. Watch me.
Cool. Maybe I'll try.
Just jump high enough. You'll be safe and sound.
Yes, I made it. And I'm safe and sound.
But you didn't jump through the circle. You jumped under it.
Just for fun!
Our tongue twister today is about someone named Fred who really likes fish.
Well, Fred likes a special kind of fish. He likes fish and chips. This is a sort of great dish that we eat a lot in North America and Europe, and you take fish and you fry it,And chips are another way to say French fries, but they're really big and full of potato and very delicious.
Oh, I really like fish and chips. And so does Fred. He likes fresh fish and chips.
Wow, and he also likes his fish and chips to be fried, so he fries them in oil.
Okay, so what did Fred do? Well, Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Oh my gosh, this F sound, it's very difficult. Let me try. Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, that F sound, it feels strange. It feels like I'm gonna blow up a balloon or something.
Fred fried fry fry fra fra.
Almost made it. Try again.
No, that was terrible, Siobhan. I think I must have broke my mouth last time with the Brad's big black brush.
All right, let me try. Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips. Wow.
Fish and chips.
I know, sorry.
Fred.
All right, how about we try this one backwards because it is so difficult. Okay. Chips and fish for fish fresh 5 fried Fred.
You think that's easier?
I guess not.
Chips and fish for fish fresh 5 fried Fred.
Fred
no,
fried
they
5
fried
fresh.
Fred. Why would they fry Fred? That's bad.
Maybe they thought Fred looked more delicious than the fish.
This is really funny reading it backwards because it's the fish that fry Fred, not Fred frying the fish.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Fred fried 5 fresh fish for fish and chips.
Wow, it's so difficult. That F sound. I am fired from this F sound, I think.
Okay, everybody. I hope your tongues aren't fried from this month's tongue twisters. Stay with us. There's more coming up on the show.